Welcome back, everyone. Baruch Hashem, Chanukah has passed, the Archikala, the Siyum HaShas, so we can now hopefully get back on track with regular installments of the Dvar Musar, Mirtzah Hashem. Since the beginning of this program, beginning of last year, we've learned through the first volume of Bilvavi Mishkan Evneh, about two-thirds of the Sefer Sha'arim B'Tfilah of Rav Shimshon Pinkus, and now we've been learning Derech Hashem for quite some time and have gone through the first three sections of that Sefer, which I believe only has four sections. I want to start something new. The past Sfarim have been dedicated to Bein Adam L'Makom. Bilvavi focused primarily on building the basics of Emunah in Hashem, how to acquire a real feel for Hashem's presence and for bitachin and emunah, trust and faith in Hashem. And he gave many different tactics and a very clear and guided approach how to acquire those midas. The Sefer Sha'arim B'Tefillah concentrated on davening, as its name implies, and developed each approach to tefillah, identified each approach to tefillah and named it, and then explained how it's performed and when it's necessary and when it should be applied. Sefer Derech Hashem of the Ramchal covered many topics of Hashkafa. He clarified many difficult issues about how Hashem created the world, what was the purpose in creating the world, what's the purpose of evil in the world, what is the chashivas of a human being, what's his job, what he's meant to accomplish, how does he achieve perfection, how things work in terms of the relationship between Ruchnius and Gashmius, the upper worlds to this world, how they connect, the malachim that are in charge, the sequences, the processes, what exactly is Nevuah and what's Ruach HaKadosh, just to mention a few of the many, many topics and issues that he explained and developed, which were all tremendously illuminating and so applicable to so many things that we do. But now, I'd like to begin learning the Sefer Ahavas Chesed that the Chafetz Chaim wrote, which is dedicated to developing the Midah of Chesed, kindness, which has been Adam L'Chaverei. The Sefer Ahavas Chesed has two parts. The first part is a halacha sefer, much like the Chafetz Chaim designed his monumental work on Hilchos Lashon Hara, where the first part, Chafetz Chaim, is the halachas of Lashon Hara and Rechilus, and the second part, which he calls Shemiras HaLashon, is Musar and Hashkafa, encouraging everybody to keep the halachas, which are covered in the first part. So here too, the first part of the sefer goes through the different obligations and mitzvahs of Chesed that we find in the Torah, and the second half inspires and motivates us to begin working on these issues. The halachas that the Chafetz Chaim covers in Ahavas Chesed are halachas of lending a Jew money when he is in need, im kesef talves ami, who you're obligated to lend to, and who comes first. He also discusses the Isurim of taking revenge, Nekima, and Netira. He covers many halachas of giving tzedakah within this topic. Ahavas Chesed continues to discuss the halachas of paying workers on time, honesty when dealing with others in business, and maintaining truthfulness, MS and Erlichkeit in financial matters. We won't be learning the halachas, though these halachas are a Moser Sefer in and of itself, but we will begin with the second half of Ahavas Chesed, which teaches us the importance of loving Chesed, doing Chesed, and inspires us to look for ways to improve this central part of what it means to be a Jew. In particular, as we are approaching Asara B'Tevis, which was historically the last chance given to the Jews to improve themselves and do tshuva so as to avert the impending Harbin, we're given this chance every year to improve ourselves and do tshuva so that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. It's therefore highly appropriate for us to increase our focus on Bein Adam L'Chaverei and Chesed to atone for the lack of Ahavas Yisrael, which brought about the Harbin of the second Beis HaMikdash, and may this limud of Ahavas Chesed and hopefully the inspiration that comes with and the different things that I hope we learn to take on and change our approach to Chesed, may it be a zchus for us and all of Klal Yisrael to bring Mashiach b'mehar v'yameinu.